USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alongside representatives of major automaking companies, President Biden on the South Lawn of the White House Thursday is giving remarks about an executive order he signed with the goal to have 50% of clean cars, trucks, and buses by 2030, as well as a national network of charging stations. Biden saying he's starting with reversing some of the Trump-era policies.
I'm following through on the campaign commitment to reverse the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards. I'm doing so and with the support of the auto industry, the automobile industry.
The massive Dixie Fire is now the sixth largest wildfire in California history. The U.S. Forest Service saying the Northern California blaze has burned more than 322,000 acres and is 35% contained. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Working remotely became the new norm during the coronavirus pandemic, and a new survey shows many people want to continue working remotely.
The new survey shows that American workers would be willing to give up a little of their paycheck to keep working from the home office. The poll from insurance provider Breeze showed that 65% of respondents would be willing to take a 5% pay cut to work from home full-time, with 15% saying they'd be willing to take a cut as large as 25%. A majority of respondents said that given the option, they'd be willing to part with paid time off if given the option to work from home full time. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors are looking into possible criminal charges against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. That's after the release of the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexually harassing nearly a dozen women. District attorneys in Albany, Manhattan, Westchester, and Nassau have opened criminal investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker became the latest governor to issue a vaccine requirement for some state workers. Pritzker also announcing a mask mandate for students in preschool through 12th grade. The mandate applying to both public and private school students. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CNBC why he's not a fan of government-issued mask mandates.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth. But this argument that those who don't get vaccinated are somehow the unworthy, unwashed, reckless people endangering everyone else, I don't think that actually stands up to scrutiny. Listen, as I said, I've taken the vaccine. I believe in vaccines. I'm encouraging people to voluntarily take it. But if somebody doesn't take the vaccine, they pose relatively little threat to me. They pose relatively little threat to someone who has chosen to take the vaccine. Now, they may potentially pose a threat to somebody else who isn't vaccinated. Well, you know what? They made that choice. And for adults, you're entitled to make decisions.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.